It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
The two sides continue to talk, which is the positive part. You know, despite all the emotion of this week, it's not at a complete standstill, I don't think. But separate for a moment the financial resolution that needs to happen. I mean, at some point, they'll find the number, I think. But, you know, Jeremy Swayman, I think, probably is a little hurt right now. Yeah. And the reparation of that relationship is now part of this. Of this thing as well, not just the actual contract negotiation. So I think it gets done eventually, believe it or not, despite all the drama of this week, but how the player feels about things will be interesting.
You're going to have problems, just like everything else, but stay positive and stay strong.
Pierre LeBrun.
Wow.
That's Sports Center in Canada? That's what he was on?
TSN. He was on TSN.
Oh, Center with a... They spell
with an E.
Different.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I thought for some reason we said that was on the Canadian Sports Center.
Swayman's hurt.
Yeah.
Swayman's hurt right now.
Yeah.
He's like a wounded animal.
We were talking about this in the crossover, and it's Jones and Keefe on WEEI with the Greg Hill Show. Swayman is part of this show, Face Off, that's going to be coming out this weekend.
With Nicolas Cage and John Travolta?
It's a remake. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so they're...
What a great film.
They follow around all these various players. Pastrnak is in a few episodes. Swayman's part of it.
Huh.
I guess Matt Tkachuk was on a few episodes for a potential local angle. But, yeah, he's in there talking about how he had notes about the arbitration hearings and how the Bruins said he couldn't do this and couldn't perform in the postseason. And he's
Man,
hurt
he
by
is
that.
He hung up on this. And I'm
I have feelings every single day of my life.
I mean, look.
Are you saying you don't have feelings?
Are you saying you don't have feelings, Dennis? I'm very pro Swayman on this,
yeah.
But he's real soft. I mean, this is too much. It's not so much to get me off of his side on this.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm normally pro player, and like baseball players deal with arbitration, and like I was very much on Corbin Burns' side, but eventually, like, and I bring him up because he famously was in a back and forth with the Brewers. They like insulted him to his face, but then he ultimately got out of there and was done, and now he's pitching for another team. It just feels like at every turn possible, Swayman brings this up. It's like, mm-hmm. It is like, you're the business guy. You've told us you're the businessman, went to business school at Maine. Don't you kind of understand what business isn't always getting your way? In fact,
no.
It's quite the opposite.
No, but
how is he not more prepared for this?
Okay, but business is when you have the leverage, you use it.
Yeah.
And the team has used that leverage before. You know, the team.
But is he making it personal? Because it feels like he's.
He's
supposed to be
that's
super
fair.
Personal.
He's making it personal. There's no doubt about that. But it's also using your leverage when you have it.
Yep.
He has it. The leverage is you traded your former Vezina winner who I didn't think was great anyway, but you could frame it that way.
Yeah.
Linus Ullmark, you don't really have another option in goal, and if you think you do, let's see. We're going to find out who's right on
Corpy.
This one. Corpy. Let's see what goalie Bob can get out of Corpy.
Yep.
Or Brandon Bussey, who was pretty good in the preseason game the other. He barely got any shots, but he was pretty good.
That's because they're afraid of him.
The preseason game the other. They want to test
him.
He's
going to save it anyway. We might as well eat it.
So utilize the leverage when you have it. And, you know, the Bruins had the this came out the other day from Fluto, Shinzawa, The Athletic. The Bruins had the option of, because Swayman brought them to arbitration, giving him a 2-year deal. And they only gave him a 1-year deal at $3.5 million, right? They could have given him two at $3.5 million. They chose not to. And it's been framed as, well, maybe they were playing nicey-nice with him because they know how badly the arbitration process went.
It kind of seems like it to me.
Well, I wonder if it was that. I wonder if they were cheaping out on some level. I wonder if they didn't fully believe, because they've never really fully believed in Jeremy Swayman, and they said, we'd rather go year to year than, you know, really lock this guy up for 2 years. I wonder if that was part of the logic there. I'm not sure that was an olive branch.
So
I wonder if it was.
I view it as it is. I feel like it's like, you know, not telling a player you're not going to franchise him in football. Be like, all right, like rather having this hang over
you
for another year.
But they effectively did franchise him, and they didn't pay him at the top of the league. They franchised. Instead of giving him a contract, they really take him to arbitration or going through the arbitration process.
Right.
Because he took them. Going through that process is kind of franchising a player because you won't give him his contract.
But doesn't it also speed up, like, you're not going to make $3.5 million this year? Like, he could have made $3.5 million, right?
He could.
And so I feel like by doing that, they're sort of like, all right, man, this really did affect you because you tell everybody about how much it affected you. You didn't really keep that close to the vest. Everybody knows how upset you were on it. So let's just do this. We tried trading Ullmark.
Yep.
We tried to. Your buddy wouldn't leave. Like, we tried turning the team over to you, but he stayed. We tried twice.
We finally did trade him.
And then we got rid of him. Yep. Like, we are committed to you. We just don't want to blow our whole budget on you. And he's saying, well, too late. And then now that's where we're at.
And I think it's fit, even if you put the money part aside, which I know is hard to do, but if he's like, oh, now you want to commit to me. You should have committed to me last year. You should have committed to me the year before that. And that's, again, I'm not even talking contract. I'm not talking playing time. You want to hold against me that I wasn't a full-time goalie? That's because you didn't commit to me. I could have been your full-time goalie. You kept playing the other bum. Even though you tried to trade him, you got through the trade deadline, and you kept playing him. You played him in game two of the playoffs, for God's sakes. Don't tell me that I'm a part-time goalie. I would have been your full-time goalie. You didn't play me. That's your fault. That's not my fault. It's not like he couldn't do it. Does anybody believe Jeremy Swayman couldn't do it?
No, I think he's good. I think he's good. Like, I mean, he wants to play 55 games. I think he'll be good at playing 55 games.
No, he's never done it. But based on the playoff run last year, you don't think Jeremy Swayman could be your everyday goalie? You don't think that? I think that. I absolutely think that.
I think he could be.
That's not his fault.
I also don't think $8 million a year is insulting.
No, I agree. It's not. And so, like, Jeremy Swayman is soft about that. I think he's soft about the arbitration process. Definitely. I think he is being offered a fair contract.
Yeah.
But I also think it's a little too late. I think it's a little too late from the Bruins side to start being fair when they haven't been the last couple of years. And now to cry fair, like, oh, look, this is a fair offer. Was $3.5 million fair the year before?
No.
Was not giving him a contract fair the year before?
So this is how I would view it, though. Like, if you're the businessman and if you wanted 10 and then you're like, oh, I'll take 9.5. And then you're like, well, in reality, like, how low a number would you go to? All personal stuff aside.
Yep.
All low ball offers aside. If it was just, if I made $8 million a year for the next 8 years, that's pretty great. Like, a year ago at this time.
It is in year one. What is it in year 5, 6, 7, 8? I bet in 5 years.
You don't think he'll still be top 10 goalie?
No. Well, maybe top 10, but not in the top 5. I bet that $8 million deal. And this is probably the holdup. Yeah. And I think he's right about this, too. In 5 years, we're going to look at it and say, well, that's a good deal.
Well, what if he said, hey, I'll take 4 for $32, and do you think the Bruins are saying no? Or do you think, I think they'd do that.
This is where I know nothing. You're the one who's plugged in and
I know
things,
everything.
And Pierre LeBrun says they're going to get it done, which I'm skeptical
about.
He said,
I think.
Fair. He thinks they're going to get it done.
I think a lot of things, Pierre.
That's a good reporting tactic. Yeah. I think they're going to get it done. I wonder if that's what they end up doing, a bridge deal where it's 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, and if you play like a hero, you'll get more money either here or somewhere else in four years.
It's a super high AAV.
Maybe.
And Swayman gets to hit the market again in 3 or 4 years.
Maybe that's where we're headed right now.
I kind of think, and I'm just guessing because I don't know anything, but that's what I think. Pierre LeBrun, that's what I think, is they're going to land on a bridge deal at like 4 years at a high AAV.
Yeah, and that's what
at some point they'll find the number, I think.
And then you can go out there and you'll have more of a track record. Maybe you have, you know, a top three Vezina finish. Maybe you have, I mean, God, a cup would be crazy. But like, if you have a more playoff wins, then you hit the market, you hit the open market. Yeah, you could cash in. Maybe they pay you, maybe they don't. But that, rather than getting locked in for 8 years, maybe neither side loves the idea of getting locked in for 8 years.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let me bring this up too. You just brought up the Vezina. That gets held against him a lot, that he hasn't won a Vezina.
How come by who? Oh, yeah, you just mean like...
Yeah, yeah, I just think people are like, well, he hasn't won a Vezina, so like, how are you going to treat him as a top goalie? This has bothered me a while, but somebody in the text line yesterday brought this up very late in the show. Why do we show so much faith in Charlie McAvoy? Charlie McAvoy has never won a Norris.
No.
Like, he hasn't won that award. People talk about him like, oh, he's a top-flight defenseman.
I keep picking him to be top three, and he just has not
been. He's finished top five in the Norris twice, and four.
There you go.
Swayman was seventh in the Vezina voting last year.
Yeah.
So
split in time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. If you're willing to pay McAvoy, you should be willing to pay Swayman. And if you're willing to pay McAvoy at a number he probably doesn't deserve, you should be willing to pay Swayman that. I don't think Swayman's looking at the goalie market and his comps, which the Bruins clearly are. And maybe the Bruins are right to, and he's wrong not to. I'd be looking at the guys in my own dressing room, and I'd say, well, you gave McAvoy that, and you stretch for a guy who's never won a Norris and was about as close to a Norris as I was to a Vezina last year. We've both been an all-star once. So I don't want to hear about how I'm not ready in all these comps. You overpaid him. Go ahead and overpay me. Get uncomfortable by paying me. 617-779-7937. Never mind Elias Lindholm, who they basically want to pay him like Elias Lindholm, who's done squat in his career, never mind in Boston.
Where do you think McAvoy ranks per year defenseman?
Top 10.
Yeah, he's tied for fifth.
Oh, so that's higher than I thought, though. Yeah, okay, I would have thought fifth. He was more like in the 7, 8, 9 range.
I think there's only, look, according to this Spotrac, there's three guys that make over $10 million a year. Everybody else is under 10.
Okay. So McAvoy's right there. Yep. He's scratching at the surface of that. And if you're going to get uncomfortable for him, you should get uncomfortable for me. It would be my stance. And maybe that is how they're looking at it. But if I had to guess, and it's only a guess, it's what I think. Pierre LeBrun.
Right.
I think the bridge contract is in play, but we're officially on the clock. His agent came out the other day and said, yeah, we're going to take some time to think about it. Well, they're thinking about it. Where are we at?
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.